ಉಪದೇಶಾಮೃತ ನಮೋಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪ್ರೇಷ್ಠಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮತೆ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನಿತಿ ನಾಮಿನಿ. ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸಾರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಣೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶಧಾರಿಣಿ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ವೇತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶಿವಸಾದಿ ಗೌರವ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಸೋ ವಿ ವಿಲ್ ಚಾಂಟ್ ದ ವರ್ಸ್. ತನ್ನಾಮ ರೂಪ ಚರಿತಾದಿ ಸುಕೀರ್ತನಾನು ಸ್ಮೃತ್ಯೋರ್ ಕ್ರಮೇಣ ರಸನ ಮನಸಿ ನಿಯೋಜ್ಯ ತಿಷ್ಟನ್ ವ್ರಜೇತದನುರಾಗ ಜನಾನುಗಾಮಿ ಕಾಲಂ ನಯೇದ ಕಿಲ ಮಿತ್ಯುಪದೇಶ ಸಾರಂ. ಸೋ ಹಿಯರ್ ಹಿ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಏತ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಒನ್ ಶುಡ್ ಡೂ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಒನ್ ಡೆವಲಪ್ಸ್ ಟೇಸ್ಟ್. ಸ್ಯಾತ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣನಾಮ ಚರಿತಾದಿ ಸಿತಾಪ್ಯ ವಿದ್ಯಾ ಪಿತ್ತೋಪತಪ್ತ ರಸನಸ್ಯ ನ ರೋಚಿಕಾನು ಕಿಂತ್ವಾದರಾತ್ ಅನುದಿನಂ ಕಲುಸೈವ ಜುಷ್ಟ ಸ್ವಾದ್ವಿ ಕ್ರಮಾತ್ ಭವತಿ ತದ್ಗದ ಮೂಲಹಂತ್ರಿ. ಸೋ ಹಿ ಟಾಕ್ಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಹೌ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಇನಿಷಿಯಲ್ ಸ್ಟೇಜಸ್ ದ ನೇಮ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟೀಸ್ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಮೇ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ವೆರಿ ಟೇಸ್ಟಿ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದ ಟಂಗ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಅದರ್ ಸೆನ್ಸಸ್ ಆರ್ ಕವರ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಅ ಲೇಯರ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಗ್ನರೆನ್ಸ್. ಬಟ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ರೆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ಫುಲಿ ಅಂಡ್ ರೆಗ್ಯುಲರ್ಲಿ ಇನ್ ಅ ರೆಗ್ಯುಲೇಟೆಡ್ ವೇ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂ ಹಿಯರಿಂಗ್ ಚಾಂಟಿಂಗ್ ದೆನ್ ಗ್ರ್ಯಾಜುಲಿ ದಟ್ ಪ್ರಾಸೆಸ್ ರಿಮೂವ್ಸ್ ದೋಸ್ ಲೇಯರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಗ್ನೋರೆನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಎವೆನ್ಚುಲಿ ಇಟ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಬಿಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಟೇಸ್ಟಿ. ಒನ್ ರೀಚಸ್ ದ ಸ್ಟೇಜ್ ಆಫ್ ರುಚಿ. ಸೊ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಒನ್ ರೀಚಸ್ ದ ಸ್ಟೇಜ್ ಆಫ್ ರುಚಿ ವಾಟ್ ಶುಡ್ ಒನ್ ಡೂ? ತನ್ನಾಮ ರೂಪ ಚರಿತಾದಿ ಸುಕೀರ್ತನ ಅನುಸ್ಮೃತ್ಯೋ ಕ್ರಮೇಣ ರಸನ ಮನಸಿ ನಿಯೋಜ್ಯ. ಓಕೆ, ಒನ್ ಶುಡ್ ಎಂಗೇಜ್ ದಿ ಟಂಗ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಅದರ್ ಸೆನ್ಸಸ್ ಇನ್ ಚಾಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಅದರ್ ಸಚ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಒನ್ ಶುಡ್ ಎಂಗೇಜ್ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ರಿಮೆಂಬರಿಂಗ್ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಒನ್ ಶುಡ್ ಸ್ಟೇ ಇನ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ತಿಷ್ಟನ್ ವ್ರಜೆ ತದ್ ಅನುರಾಗ ಜನ ಅನುಗಾಮಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ದ ಫಾಲೋವರ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ವ್ರಜವಾಸೀಸ್. ಅಖಿಲಂ ಕಾಲಂ ನಯೇದ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಒನ್ ಶುಡ್ ಸ್ಪೆಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ಇಸ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವೇ ಇತಿ ಉಪದೇಶ ಸಾರಂ. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಎಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಅಡ್ವೈಸ್. ಸೊ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ರೀಚ್ ದ ಸ್ಟೇಜ್ ಆಫ್ ರುಚಿ ದೆನ್ ಗೋ ಟು ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಟ್ರೈ ಟು ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸ್ ರಾಗಾನುಗ ಭಕ್ತಿ. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಷನ್ ಹಿಯರ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಎಸ್ಟರ್ಡೇ ವಿ ಸಾ ಉಪದೇಶ ಪ್ರಕಾಶಿಕ ಬೈ ರಾಧಾರಮಣ್ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ, ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಸಾ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವಿನೋದ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ಸ್ ಪಿಯೂಷ ವರ್ಷಿಣಿ ವಿವೃತ್ತಿ. ಅಂಡ್ ವಿ ವೆರ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸಿಂಗ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ದ ಕೋರ್ಸ್ ಅನುವೃತ್ತಿ ಕಮೆಂಟ್ರಿ ಆನ್ ದಿಸ್. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕಾಂಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ವಿ ವೆರ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದ ಫೈವ್ ಸ್ಟೇಜಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಫೈವ್ ಸ್ಟೇಜಸ್ ಆಫ್ ರಾಗಾನುಗ ಭಕ್ತಿ. ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ವಿತ್ ಶ್ರವಣ ದಶ. ಸೊ ಶ್ರವಣ ದಶ ವೇರ್ ಒನ್ ಹಿಯರ್ಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದ ವೇರಿಯಸ್ ಎಪಿಸೋಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಅಂಡ್ ಒನ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಹಿಯರ್ಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದಿ ವ್ರಜವಾಸೀಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಸ್ಲೋಲಿ ದಿ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಪ್ಯೂರಿಫೈಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಟು ದ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಸ್ಟೇಜ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಅಸ್ ವರ್ಣ ದಶ. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ವರ್ಣ ದಶ he develops due to continuous hearing and systematic hearing he develops attraction to the Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan and to the love of the Vrajavasis. So then that is called as Varana Dasha where he accepts the path of Raganuga Bhakti after Anartana Vritti and Nishta. So when he reaches the stage of Ruchi, so he accepts Varana Dasha. So then after Varana Dasha, what he should do? Smarana Dasha. Whatever he has heard, it should lead to remembrance. So that's what was mentioned. Tan Nama Rupa Charitadi Sukirtana Anusmrityoho Kramena Rasana Manasi Niyojya. So Shravanan Kirtan should naturally lead to Smaran. So that is called as Smarana Dasha, which is the third stage. And this Smarana Dasha is further divided into five stages. First is called as Smarana, where remembrance is occasionally broken by some material thoughts. Then comes Dharana. At the stage of Dharana, it is not broken, it is more continuous. Then comes Dhyana, where the Dharana becomes very strong. And then comes Anusmriti, where it is continuously like a flowing river. And the fifth is called as Samadhi. Samadhi means no one can shake him from the remembrance of the Supreme Lord. His name, form, qualities, past tense, is completely absorbed. So this is the description, five sub-stages in the third stage. Shravana Dasha, Varana Dasha, Smarana Dasha. Then the fourth stage is Apana Dasha. Apana Dasha is the stage of Bhava Bhakti, where he receives his Siddha Deha. He understands and realizes what his form in the spiritual world is. He realizes that. Then the final is Sampatti Dasha, where at the stage of Prema, he is perfectly acting on the plane of his spiritual relationship with Krishna. So in this way, gradually one progresses from Shravana Dasha to Varana Dasha to Smarana Dasha to Apana Dasha to Sampatti Dasha. So this we discussed yesterday. Okay. So in this context, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was discussing yesterday. By following the rules and regulations prescribed in the previous verses, a sadhaka should draw his mind away from everything unrelated to Shri Krishna and engage his tongue in performing kirtan of Krishna's Nama, Rupa, Guna and Leela. Then eventually his mind will be able to enter into constant remembrance of Krishna. While residing in Vraja, he should utilize all his time executing these activities under the guidance of devotees who are adept at relishing Vraja Rasa. This is the essence of all instruction. Tishtan Vraje Tadanuraga Jananugami Kalam Nayet Akilamiti Upadesha Saram. In the devotional life of a sadhaka, Shravana Dasha or the stage of hearing comes first. In this stage, he hears Krishna Naam and narrations of Krishna's form, qualities and pastimes. By doing this more and more, he gradually becomes more mature. Then the stage of Varana Dasha begins. In this stage, he begins performing kirtan of those topics that he was hearing. So Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, Varana Dasha is kirtan. Shravana Dasha is shravanam. By performing kirtan with the specific devotional mood, one is cultivating. So Varana Dasha mein, he is not hearing generic. The hearing becomes more specific because at that stage he has already reached the stage of Ruchi and he has developed that greed for the Vrajavasi's mood of love. And he has also identified, Isme se mujhe sakyaras is what I want to aspire for. Yes, that is the sincere chanting of the holy name, and by purification of heart, the holy name reveals what is that rasa that he should aspire for, even in Vrindavan. So, then he enters Smarana Dasha, the stage of remembrance. Within the category of Smarana, there are five stages. Smarana, Dharana, Dhyana, Anusmriti and Samadhi. Meditation, where the mind sometimes becomes distracted, is called as Smarana. We saw this yesterday. Smarana that is devoid of such distraction is called as Dharana. Unbroken contemplation upon the object of meditation is called as Dhyana. When Dhyana is performed constantly, it is called as Anusmriti. When one's meditation becomes entirely free from impediments and wholly uninterrupted, it is called as Samadhi. ఆఫ్టర్ స్మరణ దశ వన్ ఎంటర్స్ ద స్టేజ్ నోన్ ఎస్ ఆపన దశ. ఇన్ దిస్ స్టేజ్ ద సాధక అచీవ్స్ రియలైజేషన్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ ప్యూర్ స్పిరిచువల్ ఐడెంటిటీ. ఆఫ్టర్ దిస్ ఇన్ ద స్టేజ్ నోన్ ఎస్ సంపత్తి దశ హీ అటైన్స్ వస్తు సిద్ధి. అట్ దిస్ టైమ్ హీ ఫైనలీ అప్టైన్స్ అ స్పిరిచువల్ ఫామ్ అండ్ ఈస్ అపాయింటెడ్ టు హిస్ ఎటర్నల్ సర్వీస్ ఇన్ ద స్పిరిచువల్ రల్. దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ఎస్ సంపత్తి దశ. When a devotee following the path of Vaidhi Bhakti abandons his many varieties of material desires, matlab anartha nivritti significantly ho jana chahiye, and performs bhajan in accordance with the instructions of Shastra, Sadguru and Vaishnavas, ruchi arises in his bhajan. Ruchi tak pahunchna chahiye. रुचि तक जो पहुंच गया वो वैदि भी कर सकता है, रागानुग भी कर सकता है. सो रुचि इज वन क्वालिफिकेशन फॉर रागानुग, बट इट इज नॉट द ओनली क्वालिफिकेशन. अगर कोई नीट भी पास कर दिया, आईआईटी भी पास कर दिया, समझो कि नीट पास हो गया, तभी उसके पास ही कैन चूज एदर MBBS or dental. अगर समझो कि उसको दोनों अवेलेबल है, MBBS भी अवेलेबल है, डेंटल भी अवेलेबल है, सो ही हैज अ चॉइस. फिर भी कोई डेंटल चूज करेगा क्योंकि फादर मदर दोनों डेंटिस्ट है, एस्टैब्लिश्ड प्रैक्टिस है, हॉस्पिटल है, सब कुछ है, उसको कुछ करने का नहीं. जस्ट गेट द डिग्री and you don't have to invest in anything, everything is already there set up for you, you can continue the practice. He may take dental. So therefore even after reaching the stage of ruchi, one may still continue with vaidhi bhakti only, or one may take up raganuga. If the greed to follow in the footsteps of the vrajavasis comes, then he will follow. Upon the appearance of this ruchi, he abandons the path of Vaidhi Bhakti and enters the path of Raganuga Bhakti. Ragatmika Bhakti Mukhya Vrajavasi Jane Tara Anugata Bhakti Raganuga Name. So this is from Madhya Leela, teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sanatana Goswami, Sanatana Siksha. That devotion whose very essence is constituted of eternal spontaneous attachment, Raga, is known as Ragatmika Bhakti. So Ragatmika Bhakti is seen in the Vrajavasis. That devotion is preeminent amongst all forms of Bhakti and is splendidly manifest in the residence of Vraja. Devotion that follows in the wake of this Ragatmika Bhakti is known as Raganuga Bhakti. So this is exactly Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhuka's Bengali version. ఏక్ వర్స్ హై, లెట్స్ సీ ఇఫ్ హీస్ కోటింగ్ దట్. ఏ నై దూసరా హై, హీ ఇస్ నాట్ కోటింగ్ దిస్ వర్స్. ఇస్కే పేలే ఏక్ వర్స్ ఆతా హై, రాగానుగ వివేకార్థం ఆదౌ రాగాత్మిక ముచ్యతే. ఉస్కే పేలే హీ టాక్స్ అబౌట్ రాగాత్మిక భక్తి, హీ టాక్స్ అబౌట్ రాగానుగ భక్తి. Vrajavasi janadishu tesham bhavaptaye lubdho bhaved atra adhikaravan, something like that. So he says, so a ragatmika bhakti kya hai? Jo ragatmika bhakti means the devotion that is seen in the Vrajavasis. What is that? Ishte swarasiki raga paramavishtata bhaved tanmayiya bhaved bhakti satra ragatmikodita. So he says, Raga is defined as spontaneous deep thirst for the object of love, which is Krishna in Vrindavan. So the Vrajavasi's love kya hai? They are not serving Krishna because the Shastras say. They are serving Krishna because they have that spontaneous love for Krishna, spontaneous thirst. Just like the mother has a spontaneous thirst for serving her child, that is not ड्रिवन बाय स्क्रिप्चर्स, ऐसा नहीं है कि स्क्रिप्चर ने बोला अरे आपका बच्चा को आपको प्यार देना चाहिए इसलिए मैं दे रहा हूं। गुरु साधु शास्त्र के अनुसार नहीं है वो, इट इज स्पॉन्टेनियस लव। इष्टे स्वारसिकी परमाविष्टता रागः भवेत्। राग मीन्स अ स्पॉन्टेनियस डीप थर्स्ट फॉर कृष्णा। तन्मयी या भवेत् भक्ति सा अत्र रागात्मिक उदिता। When the actions of Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam are performed purely out of this kind of spontaneous thirst for pleasing Krishna, then it is called as Ragatmika Bhakti. So this Ragatmika Bhakti is seen in the Vrajavasis. So Ragatmika Bhakti, Raganuga Bhakti nahi hai. Ragatmika Bhakti परफेक्टेड भक्ति है। जो रागानुग भक्ति है वो साधना भक्ति है, वो व्रजवासियों का जो प्रेम है
अनुग्रह
उसको प्राप्त करने का इच्छा है, प्राप्त नहीं किया उसने अभी तक, साधना ही कर रहा है। तो रागानुग भक्ता प्रेम भक्ता नहीं है, रागानुग भक्ता साधका ही है, पर वो एक एलिवेटेड लेवल ऑफ साधना है। साधना का स्तर में भी वो अनर्थ निवृत्ति का स्तर में नहीं है, वो कम से कम निष्ठा या रुचि का स्तर पे है। उसके पहले जो अनर्थ निवृत्ति के अंदर है वो रागानुग भक्ति नहीं कर सकता है, ही कैनॉट डू रागानुग भक्ति। रागमय भक्ति रहय रागात्मिक नाम ताहा शुनि लुब्ध कौन भाग्यवान। भक्ति दट कंसिस्ट ऑफ राग इज कॉल्ड एस रागात्मिका। इफ अपॉन हियरिंग ऑफ दिस डिवोटी बिकम्स इंटेंसली एंक्शियस टू अपटेन सच डिवोशन ही इज कंसिडर्ड टू बी द मोस्ट फॉर्चुनेट एंड ही इज कॉल्ड
रागात्मिका।
रीड द ट्रांसलेशन। भक्ति दट कंसिस्ट ऑफ राग इज कॉल्ड रागात्मिका। इफ अपॉन हियरिंग ऑफ दिस रागात्मिक भक्ति ए डिवोटी बिकम्स इंटेंसली एंशियस टू अपटेन सच डिवोशन ही इज कंसिडर्ड टू बी द मोस्ट फॉर्चुनेट एंड ही इज कॉल्ड रागानुग साधना भक्त बिकॉज ही इज एंशियस टू अपटेन इट, ही हैज नॉट अपटेन्ड इट। ही इज लाइक वन हु इज प्रिपेरिंग फॉर नीट, ही इज नॉट अ डॉक्टर, he is not a medical student yet. So he is preparing for NEET. His aspiration is to become a medical student. But he is still preparing for NEET. He has to prepare nicely and write and pass the exam. Then he can become a doctor. Lobhe vrajava sir bhave kare anugati shastra yukti nahi mane raganugar prakriti. When one follows in the footsteps of the residents of Vraja by cultivating their devotional moods with intense hankering, he does not care for the injunctions of the scriptures or for logical arguments. This is the nature of spontaneous devotion. So, Raganuga Bhakti mein ka symptom kya hai? The main symptom is that the greed to follow in the footsteps of the Vrajavasis. And the second symptom is that his inspiration for practicing bhakti is no longer coming from Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. Guru, Sadhu, Shastra ka injunctions ko palan to karta hai, par bhakti karne ka jo prerna jo hai Guru, Sadhu, Shastra se nahi aa raha hai. It's not that he does not follow Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, but the inspiration to practice bhakti is coming from lobha, that greed to follow in the footsteps of the Vrajavasis. It is not coming from Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. But a Raganuga Bhakta follows Guru, Sadhu and Shastra perfectly. So you should not say, a Raganuga Bhakta means Guru, Sadhu, Shastra ka follow nahi karta hai. आपका मन को फॉलो करता है, ऐसा नहीं है। He spontaneously follows the instructions. Bahya antara ihara duita sadana bahya sadaka dehe kare shravana kirtana mane nija siddha deha kariya bhavana ratri dine kare vraje krishnera sevana. So, what is the practice of Raganuga Bhakti? Because this verse is talking about Raganuga Bhakti. So, he is quoting from Madhyalila, same section. Seva sadhaka rupena siddha rupena chatrahi tad bhava lipsuna karya vrajaloka anusaratah. This is Rupa Goswami mentions. Uskai Bengali version is mentioned here. The sadhana of Raganuga Bhakti is of two types. Two types matlab aisa nahi ki ye ya ye, aisa nahi hai. He does both. Jaise the sadhana of a medical student is two types. He has to study his theory, then he has to go to the laboratory and learn the practicals also. Similarly, Raganuga Bhakta ka bhi दो प्रकार का साधना है और दोनों को करना है उसको. एक है साधक रूप सेवा, अनदर है सिद्ध रूप सेवा. साधक रूप सेवा जो है एक्सटर्नली विथ हिज बॉडी ही डस श्रवण कीर्तन, श्रवणम कीर्तनम विष्णु स्मरणम पाद सेवनम एक्सेट्रा. बट एक्सेप्ट फॉर स्मरणम एंड हिज स्मरणम is called as Siddharupa Seva, where he has, by his sincere practice of bhakti, he has some kind of inclination has sprouted within his heart and his guru is guiding him. He will sit and meditate on that form that has been revealed by the guru. So that is called as Siddharupa Seva. The sadhana of Raganuga Bhakti is of two types, external and internal. Externally, one performs hearing and chanting in the sadhaka deha, the outer feature of a practitioner of bhakti. Internally, while contemplating one's own perfected spiritual form, one renders service to Sri Krishna in Vraja day and night. So, internally, he meditates on whatever may be his form that he is aspiring for. That is an internal meditation. Therefore, you cannot identify whether a person is a Raganuga Bhakta or a Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakta. वो आइडेंटिफाई कर ही नहीं सकते क्योंकि एक्सटर्नली वो जो भी वैदिक साधक कर रहा है वही करेगा. वो सेवा साधक रूपेण सिद्ध रूपेण छात्र ही तद्भाव लिप्सुना कार्य व्रज लोकानुसारतः. फॉलोइंग आफ्टर द इनहैबिटेंट्स ऑफ व्रज, वन शुड परफॉर्म सर्विस इन वन्स फिजिकल बॉडी एंड इन वन्स सिद्ध बॉडी विद अ डिजायर फॉर अ पर्टिकुलर भाव, विच मीन्स ही हैज नॉट अटेन्ड दैट भाव. अभी भी साधक ही है, भाव का स्तर पहुंचा नहीं है, पर भाव का स्तर पहुंचने का इच्छा रख के सिद्ध रूप सेवा भी कर रहा है, साधक रूप सेवा भी कर रहा है. साधक रूप सेवा मींस उसका फिजिकल बॉडी के द्वारा श्रवणम कीर्तनम अर्चनम इत्यादि करेगा और उनका स्मरण स्मरणम में ही विल मेडिटेट ऑन दैट पर्टिकुलर फॉर्म दैट ही इज एस्पायरिंग फॉर विच हैज बीन रिवील्ड बाय हिज गुरु एंड बाय हिज सिंसियर प्रैक्टिस ऑफ साधना. निजाभीष्ट कृष्ण प्रेष्ट पाचेत लागिया निरंतर सेवा करे अंतर्मा अंतर्मना हया. द एटर्नल रेसिडेंट्स ऑफ व्रजा आर नोन एज कृष्ण प्रेष्ट, वेरी डियर टू श्री कृष्ण. अमंग कृष्णास वेरियस डिवोटीज दोस हू पोसेस द मूड ऑफ सर्विस टुवर्ड्स हिम फॉर विच वन इंटेंसली हैंकर्स आर नोन एज निजाभीष्ट कृष्ण प्रेष्ट. सो a Raganuga Sadhaka, he has affection for all living entities. Amongst all living entities, he has affection for Vaishnavas. Amongst Vaishnavas, he has affection for Vrajavasis. And amongst Vrajavasis, he may at some point develop special affection for either the Dasya Bhaktas or the Sakya Bhaktas, or the Vatsalya Bhaktas, or the Madhurya Bhaktas. Then, at a still higher stage, he may develop particular attraction even between Sakya Bhaktas. He may have developed particular attraction towards Priya Sakas or Priya Narma Sakas, one particular subgroup within the Sakyas, Sakas. And at a still higher stage, amongst all the Priya Narma Sakas, he may have particular attraction for one Saka, Subal, maybe. So he will meditate on the form of Subal, the qualities of Subal, the activities of Subal, the service that Subal renders to Radha and Krishna. He will focus. It will become more and more and more and more focused. Like, you may read biology in your 11th, 12th. Then after you come to medical, then you will read, you will focus more on anatomy and other such subjects. Then within all kinds of anatomy, when you come to MD, let's say if you have dermatology, then you will read about skin. You will focus on skin. Uska bhi kuch super specialization hai? Kya?
There are some people specialize in histopathology.
Histo.
Now, only study the microscopic
histology.
Biopsy based animals. Some people become specialized in pigmentary disorders.
Acha, colors, color changes.
So some people are trichologists.
Trichology kya?
Only hair.
Acha. Wo bhi dermat mein hi aata hai.
These are product of skin. But now there are some specialists of nails.
Acha. Oh my god.
Nail is also very, people want nails to look very nice. Wo kya nails hi dekhi. Wo itna popular nahi hai, but ye popular. Trichologist.
Yeah. That is super specialization. So, even in Raganuga Bhakti also, it has levels. And there are multiple levels of super specialization even in Raganuga Bhakti. So like that.
No one meditates on the grass, no? Grass.
Uddhava meditates. Okay. So, following in the footsteps of those beloved devotees of Krishna, for whose mode of service one hankers, Krishnam smaran janam chasya preshtam nija samihitam. Tattat kataratas chaso kuryadvasam vrajesada. This is the particular verse which comes in Bhakti Rasam Sindhu, uska Bengali version hai ye, Madhya Leela mein, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions to Sanatana Goswami. So, Krishnam Smaran, how do you practice? Meditate on Krishna in Vrindavan. Cha asya preshta janam smaran. And one should also meditate on the devotees of Krishna. Nija samihitam. Nija samihitam means we saw in the case of Sakas. I am also aspiring for Sakyaras. So, I meditate on the Sakas. I am meditating on the Priya Narma Sakas. Even within Priya Narma Sakas, Subal. Like that, you know. More and more focused. Like that. And Krishnam Smaran Janam Chasya Preshtam Nijasami Hitam Tattat Kataratas Chaso. And he constantly hears pastimes of Krishna with that particular Saka or particular Sakas. Kuryat Vasam Vrajesada. All of this he does while staying in Vrindavan. Okay. Following in the footsteps of those beloved devotees of Krishna for whose mode of service one hankers, one should constantly serve Krishna within the mind through one's internally conceived spiritual form. Same verse he quotes. Krishnam smaran janam chasya preshtam nijasamihitam tattat kataratas chasau kuryad vasam vrajesata. Remembering the Vrindavan form of Krishna and his dear associates who have inclinations for service similar to one's own. Absorbing oneself in hearing topics related to them, one should always live in Vraja. Dasasa ka pitradi preya siragana ragamarge nija nija bhavera ganana. There are four modes of service included in the path of spontaneous devotion. Those of the servants, dasya, friends, sakya, parents, vatsalya and conjugal lovers, madhurya. Those desiring to serve in the devotional mellow of neutrality, Prabhuji as shantaras, should aspire to be like the cows, sticks, buffalo horns, the flute, kadamba trees and so forth. Those aspiring to serve in the mellow of servitude should follow servants in rajasadas, raktak and patrak. Devotees aspiring to serve in the mellow of fraternity, sakyaras, should follow Shri Baldev, Shridama, Sudama and so forth. Devotees aspiring to serve in the mellow of parenthood should follow Shri Nanda and Yashoda. And those aspiring to serve in the amorous mellow should follow cowherd girls like Lalita and Vishaka. While residing in Vraja, one should immerse himself in hearing narrations of the eternal devotees who serve in the mood for which he aspires. There is no greater place than Vrajamandal to perform bhajan of Sri Radha Krishna. Therefore, even such exalted devotees as Brahma and Uddhava pray to take birth there as a blade of grass or a shrub. Okay, so that brings us to the end of Anuvritti. Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur's commentary. Now, we will see Srila Prabhupada's purport to this verse. We will chant the verse before we start Prabhupada's purport. Tannama rupa charitadi sukirtananu smrityor kramena rasana manasi niyojya tishtan vrajeta danuraga jananu gami kalam nayeda kilamityupadesha saram. So Prabhupada writes, since the mind may be one's enemy or one's friend, one has to train the mind to become his friend. The Krishna consciousness movement is especially meant for training the mind to be always engaged in Krishna's business. The mind contains hundreds and thousands of impressions, not only of this life, but also of many, many lives of the past. These impressions sometimes come in contact with one another and produce contradictory pictures. In this way, the mind's function can become dangerous for a conditioned soul. Students of psychology are aware of the mind's various psychological changes. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said, 8.6, konsa verse bata? Socho, each chapter mein kidhar mind ke baare mein aata hai?
Chanchala mein ghanan krishna.
Oh, 6th chapter hai.
Something to do with death, the time of death.
Yamyam vapi smaran bhavam tejatyante kalevaram tam tamevaiti kaunteya sadatat bhava bhavitah. Whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail. At the time of death, the mind and intelligence of a living entity create the subtle form of a certain type of body for the next life. If the mind suddenly thinks of something not very congenial, one has to take a corresponding birth in the next life.
Suddenly
nahi hota hai generally. That is why Krishna says, suddenly nahi hota hai. That is why Krishna says, iska next verse kya hai? Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam ka next verse kya hai?
Antakalecha
mameva smaran mukta. Ye iska pehla verse hai.
Ye
next verse kya hai? Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mamanusmara yudhyacha. Because you cannot think of someone at the time of death if you have not practiced thinking of them throughout your life. If the mind suddenly thinks of something not very congenial, one has to take a corresponding birth in the next life. On the other hand, if one can think of Krishna at the time of death, he can be transferred to the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan. This process of transmigration is very subtle. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami advises devotees to train their minds in order that they will be unable to remember anything other than Krishna. Where? Where in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu he says, train your mind to always remember Krishna. Smartavya sadatam Vishnor vismartavyo na jatuchit. Sarve vidhi nishedhyasyur etayor eva kinkara. Similarly, the tongue should be trained to speak only of Krishna and taste only Krishna prasad. Srila Rupa Goswami further advises, tishtan vraje. One should live in Vrindavan or any part of Vrajabhumi. Vrajabhumi or the land of Vrindavan is supposed to be 84 kroshas in area. One krosha equals 2 square miles. When one makes Vrindavan his residence, he should take shelter of an advanced devotee there. Tad anuragi jananugami. In this way, one should always think of Krishna and his pastimes. This is further elucidated by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Krishnam smaranjanam chasya preshtam nijasamihitam tat tat kataratas chasau kuryad vasam vraje sada. Four things. Remembering Krishna, remembering the associates of Krishna whose mood one is aspiring for, hearing pastimes about Krishna with those devotees, and staying in Vraja. Four things. Again, Srila Rupa Goswami states in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Seva sadhaka rupena siddha rupena chatrahi tad bhava lipsuna karya vraja loka anusaratah. Okay. So, where one should perform in the sadhaka deha, in his physical form, he should do shravan kirtan, and in the internally he should meditate on the form that he is aspiring for. Like that. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur has commented as follows upon this verse. One who has not yet developed interest in Krishna consciousness should give up all material motives and train his mind by following the regulative principles, namely chanting and remembering of Krishna and his name, form, qualities, pastimes and so forth. So, one who has not yet developed interest in Krishna consciousness here refers to consciousness of Krishna in Vrindavan, which means he is talking about Raganuga Bhakti. Wo jo Raganuga Bhakti ka jo adhikar jab nahi aaya unko, if he has not yet developed that taste and that greed for following the footsteps of the Vrajavasis, then he should follow Vaidhi Bhakti. That is the meaning. In this way, after developing a taste for such things, one should try to live in Vrindavan and pass his time constantly remembering Krishna's name, fame, pastimes and qualities under the direction and protection of an expert devotee. This is the sum and substance of all instruction regarding the cultivation of devotional service. In the neophyte stage, one should always engage in hearing Krishna Katha. This is called Shravana Dasha, the stage of hearing. Prabhupada also talks about. By constantly hearing the transcendental holy name of Krishna and hearing of his transcendental form, qualities and pastimes, one can attain the stage of acceptance called as Varana Dasha. So, now at this stage from Vaidhi, he has come to Raganuga. When one attains this stage, he becomes attached to the hearing of Krishna Katha, especially Vraja Katha. When one is able to chant in ecstasy, he attains the stage of Smaranavastha. So, this is how Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur also says, when you start performing kirtan, that is Varana Dasha, this is Smaranavastha, the stage of remembering. Recollection, absorption, meditation, constant remembrance and trance are the five items of progressive Krishna Smaran. Smaranam, Smarana, Dharana, Dhyana, Anusmriti and Samadhi. At first, remembrance of Krishna may be interrupted at intervals, but later remembrance proceeds uninterrupted. This is dharana, dharajesa. When remembrance is uninterrupted, it becomes concentrated, dhyana. When meditation expands and becomes constant, it is called as anusmriti. By uninterrupted and unceasing anusmriti, one enters the stage of samadhi or spiritual trance. After smarana dasha or samadhi has fully developed, the soul comes to understand its original constitutional position. This is called as
Siddha
Apana Dasha. at that time he can perfectly and clearly understand his eternal relationship with Krishna. That is called as Sampatti Dasha, the perfection of life. Chaitanya Charitamrita advises those who are neophytes to give up all kinds of motivated desires and simply engage in the regulative devotional service of the Lord according to the directions of scripture. Early stages mein jab anartha nivritti hua nahi, to one should follow Vaidhi Sadhana perfectly. In this way, a neophyte can gradually develop attachment for Krishna's name, fame, form, qualities and so forth. When one has developed such attachment, he can spontaneously serve the lotus feet of Krishna even without following the regulative principles. Regulative principles here does not refer to four regulative principles. It refers to Vaidhi Sadhana ka jo prerna hai. Guru Sadhu Shastra se prerna nahi aayega usko. This stage is called as Raga Bhakti or devotional service in spontaneous love. At that stage, the devotee can follow in the footsteps of one of the eternal associates of Krishna and Vrindavan. This is called Raganuga Bhakti. Raganuga Bhakti or spontaneous devotional service can be executed in the Shantarasa when one aspires to be like Krishna's cows or the stick or flute in the hand of Krishna or the flowers around Krishna's neck. Same thing. अनुवृत्ति में भक्तिसिद्धांत ठाकुर जो लिखे हैं वही रिपीट कर रहे हैं प्रभुपाद. इन दास एरस वन फॉलोज इन द फुटस्टेप्स ऑफ सर्वेंट्स लाइक चित्रक पत्रक और रक्तक. द फ्रेंडली सक्यरस वन कैन बिकम अ फ्रेंड लाइक बलदेव श्रीदामा और सुदामा. द वात्सल्यरस कैरेक्टराइज बाय पैरेंटल अफेक्शन वन कैन बिकम लाइक नंद महाराज नॉट वन कैन नॉट बिकम नंद महाराज एंड यशोदा. एंड इन माधुर्यरस कैरेक्टराइज बाय कॉन्जुगल लव वन कैन बिकम like Srimati Radharani or her lady friends such as Lalita and her serving maids like Rupa and Rati. Rupa Manjari is Rupa Goswami, Rati Manjari is Jiva Goswami. This is the essence of all instruction in the matter of devotional service. Kalam nayed akilam iti upadesha saram. So this brings us to the end of Srila Prabhupada's commentary to this verse. We still have time. We started also a little late. So we will start with Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj's commentary also to this verse. So Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Swami Maharaj directly starts with the five stages. There are five stages of the sadhaka. First is the hearing stage. Shravana Dasha. The second stage is Varana Dasha, acceptance by the Guru and the disciple. Dono ek dusron ko. Then Sadhana Dasha, the attempt for realization will begin. This stage is full of struggle. Up to Sadhana Dasha, it is little painful. Then Apana Dasha, the stage of realization. So Sadhana Dasha is Smarana Dasha. That is very sweet and one feels peaceful in Bhava Bhakti. Whatever pain is seen there is only apparent due to separation from Krishna, not due to lust, anger, envy, greed, illusion and pride. If there is an attack of bile in the body, then the tongue is affected and sweet things taste bitter. Avidya pittopatapta rasanasya narochikanu. When there is an attack of bile, sugar candy tastes bitter. But when the disease is cured, that sugar candy will taste sweet. The holy name Krishna Katha tastes bitter and unpleasant now, but the holy name is the medicine to remove that defect from our inner tongue. Finally, there is Prapanna Dasha, attainment, the stage of full self-surrender and distribution to others. One is finally detached from relativity and enters into the divine connection. Sampatti Dasha. By analysis, these are the five stages of sadhana bhakti. Raganuga sadhana. Sometimes we may be misguided into thinking that we must not study books and analyze things. Why is this knowledge necessary? Jnana is anti-devotional. What is the necessity of knowing what is what? I shall go on chanting the name, and wherever there is any lecture explaining Bhagavatam or Chaitanya Charitamrita, I will avoid that. हम ज्ञानी बनने के लिए आए कि भक्त बनने के लिए आए? हुँ? So this is misconception. That is all knowledge. Jnane prayasam udapasya namanta eva. Brahmaji says, one should give up this jnana prayas. We should not be always studying. We should always be chanting. We may go on taking the name, and whenever there is some explanation about devotion, we try to avoid it. But this is not good. Because if we hear from the proper source, we will get some sort of knowledge that gives us impetus for going on in our sadhana. When any illumination or revelation is coming through a real agent who is higher than us, we should be very earnest to hear those things. So when Prabhupada was recommended for initiation to Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, I have marked him already. He has great taste for hearing. He hears very nicely. That will consolidate our position and help us to go ahead in our sadhana. That should not be eliminated as mere knowledge. That is Siddhanta. In fact, one of the five most potent limbs is Bhagavat Shravan. Who is Krishna? How is he Swayam Bhagavan? Who is Narayan? What are the 24 layers of misconception? What is Vaikuntha and Goloka? Who is Baladev? What are the different rasas? If all these things are being explained and I say, oh no, it is all jnana, I must dismiss it and take the name, then this is foolishness. Such thoughts should be considered as indolence. Indolence means laziness. This knowledge will advance our faith most profoundly, and such discussions should be automatically invited. Then he talks on the theme of 24 hours service. One Western gentleman once stated that there are many conceptions of religion in different parts of the world, but we do not find any conception of religion where 24 hours a day can be devoted to the service of the Supreme Lord. Not only Sunday, not only twice in the day, not only thrice in the day, but every hour and every second devoted in the service of the Supreme Entity with nothing left behind. That is never to be found anywhere but in Gaudiya Vaishnavism. This sort of service is only possible in Kirtaniya Sadahari and in the Ashtakaliya Leela of Sri Krishna Chandra himself in the Madhurya Rasa. Madhurya Rasa is the total rasa and the most intense of all rasas. Because in Madhurya, there is Vatsalya, there is Sakya, there is Dasya, everything is there. It is all accommodating. 24 hours engagement in the service of Krishna is only possible in Madhurya Rasa. There is possibility of tiredness in all other rasas, even Vatsalya Rasa. Sometimes the father or mother may think, I am too tired, I shall make arrangements a little later. But in Madhurya Rasa, there is no such reaction. Of course, all these things are of a very high order. Hum isko material level mein we cannot think. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has shown, as has Kaviraj Goswami in his Govinda Lilamrit, the 8 praharas, 24 hours service. One prahara is a fourth part of a day or night, which means 3 hours. 24 hours is divided into 8 praharas, and this is known as Ashtakaliya. Vishwanath Chakravarti has written about this in his Shri Krishna Bhavanamrita. There he has given the Ashtakaliya Leela in Radha Dasyam, how the she friends and the servitors of Radharani have that 24 hours duty in the camp of Radhika in her service. Radharani is already wholly given to Krishna, there is no question, and their 24 hours program is explained elaborately by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. This is a very elevated book, very esoteric book. However, Shri Krishna Bhavanamrit is for the higher students only. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also explained these things in Jaivadharma, but with great caution. Later, last 10 chapters may he described about these things. We have gone through Bhaktivinoda Thakur's writings, but we did not miss his warnings. We must be practical in our attempt, for such things are not imaginary. Some Westerners think that Eastern philosophy is something like imagination, so they pass through it very quickly without giving attention to so many steps. They say, oh, yes, steps hai. Real mal kidhar hai? And they directly come to Madhuri Rasa. This means they are self-deceivers. One who desires real, sincere improvement will not omit any steps. Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajanakriya, Anarthanivritti, Ruchi, Asakti, then comes Bhava. They must be true to their own self whether they have followed each of these steps. Raga Marga proper begins at Bhava Bhakti. So someone says Nishta, someone says Ruchi, he says proper Raga Bhakti starts only at Bhava Bhakti, he says. Up to the awakening of real Bhava, one must follow Vaidhi Bhakti and Anarthanavritti in order to be sure that attraction for any charm of this material world has gone altogether. But those who are self-deceivers want it very cheaply. They want to buy very cheap food without proper payment. Dhira means a master of his own senses. Only such a devotee is qualified to enter into this flavor, not those who are not masters of their own senses. So this is, he quotes a verse from the 10th canto. Nai tat samachare jato manasapi hyanishwarah vinashyatyacharan maudyat yatarudobdijam visham. One who is not a great controller should never imitate the behavior of ruling personalities even mentally. If out of foolishness an ordinary person does imitate such behavior, he will simply destroy himself, just as a person who is not Rudra would destroy himself if he tried to drink an ocean of poison. So one should not imitate without the qualification. Due to ignorance, if anyone ventures to enter into this domain even mentally, then vinashyati, he will be doomed. If he is not Shiva, if he takes poison, he is sure to die. Shiva drank poison, but it became an ornament on his throat. But one who is not Shiva, if he takes poison, he will die. He is basically warning that prematurely you cannot accept this path of Raganuga. One who is not Dhira and has no control over their senses, if they venture to enter into this domain, they are sure to die. This warning is given in Bhagavatam by Shukadeva Goswami. It is nectar, but still you must come and take it properly. There is a possibility of mistaking it for your awkward enjoyment, and then you will be doomed forever. The higher literatures for the highly realized souls should not be propagated in a broad way. They are only meant for a very select few who can come up to the mark and have entrance to discuss and think and work according to that high direction. But the general requirement is Shraddha for Mahaprabhu and Shraddha for Krishna consciousness. Madhuri Rasa in particular and Parakiya, these two planes may be misunderstood by the general people. It is beyond their conception that we can relate with God as a wife or mistress. As a wife may be possible to accommodate, but as a mistress of God, that is impossible. The conception of Godhead and the conception of his mistress at the same time are impossible to conceive for the ordinary intellect. Who will take such a risk? That is the theme. Okay, I think we will pause here and.
Yeah, I didn't see the time.
Yeah, and we will continue this discussion tomorrow. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Swami Maharaj ki jai. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur ki jai. Srila Rupa Goswami Pad ki jai. Shri Upadesha Amrit ki jai.